Join me in James chapter 4, verse 11. And if you would, just use your bulletin and kind of hold that for a moment. And then turn with me to Mark chapter 12. Stick you a placeholder in James 4, and then join me in Mark 12. The title of the sermon is Love Your Neighbor. And James has some incredible teaching for us, but we first need to be grounded a bit. Maybe reminded is a better word of something James will be talking about, but let's hear it first in the words of our Lord Jesus. Mark 12, verse 28, and I'll begin with the second half of verse 28. And again, I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Which commandment is the most important of all? Jesus answered, the most important is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Now, join me back in James 4, please. Just two verses for you from James 4, verse 11 and 12. James 4, 11. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. In Mark, we read the greatest commandment. And as Jesus said, it is no other commandment greater than this. We would refer to it as the pinnacle of the law. In Jesus' words, he said that the Lord our God is one. We are to have no other gods before him. He also teaches that we are to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. Everything about us is to be in worshipful love with God. Also, as I read in Mark, as a part of this law, as part of the great commandment, it teaches that the second part is as important as the first part, and that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. The love of God and the love of neighbor have equality. They are the pinnacle, the summation of the entire Old Testament law. And again, I remind you that Jesus closes that brief little statement answering the question, affirming the law's position among all other statements of the law. He says very clearly, there are no other commandments greater than this, that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength, and that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. Now, to understand what James is about to tell us here, what I've read from James, we need to be clear, understanding the importance of these statements from Jesus and the greatest commandment as I bring to you this portion of James chapter 4. Verse 11 of James, he says, very clearly, very emphatically, do not speak evil against one another. Do not speak evil. Another way of saying this is, do not defame. Do not denigrate. To defame means to hurt one's reputation. Means to blacken, to slander, to malign, to smear, or to vilify. Some pretty nasty words. To denigrate means to say something very critical and often, if not always, unfair things about another person. And here is James' point. to speak evil or to defame or to denigrate anyone makes that person, in your eyes, and I fairly well say, again, in their eyes, that you make them less important and less valuable than yourself by defaming them with evil words. Speaking evil of someone is forbidden, not because it's a breach of trust or that it's a breach of love or it's a breach of relationship, but it is a breach of humility. And if you were to read verses 11 and 12 alone, you would not get that message of humility. However, when we read it in context of the previous 3.5 chapters, James has been repeatedly speaking of humility. This is James' overriding point. Humility. Being humble before your brothers and sisters. Not defaming. Not speaking evil, but being humble. Paul writes to the church in Philippi, he says, "Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself." I think James is saying the same thing in his own words. Speaking evil of someone sets us above them, which is in opposition to humility. However, if we are indeed low before God, humbling ourselves before God as we are to do, we should also be low, humbling ourselves before our neighbor. Look back up with me at verse 10 of chapter 4. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you. Humility begins by being humble before the Lord. And being low and humble before the Lord should, in turn, cause me to have that right perspective, right motivation with my brothers and sisters. Being low and humble before them. Speaking evil of someone is not a position of humility. Defaming, denigrating is not a position of humility. So if speaking evil of someone is not a position of humility, exactly what is the position of the one who does do these things? What is the position in regard to the law? In regard to God? What is their position? Look with me at verse 11, chapter 4, the second sentence. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. You know, when you say that gossipy word about someone, you're actually speaking that gossip about the law. You're actually speaking that evil about the law. If I speak evil against my brother, then I am also speaking evil against the law, and I am judging the law. Remember, God has given us the great commandment that we are to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves. So if I defame my neighbor, I'm breaking the law. I'm speaking evil against the law. I'm speaking evil against the words that Jesus has given. And I, in turn, am saying that the law does not apply. And if I speak against the law and say it does not apply, then, as James gives it, I'm judging the law, judging its validity, judging its place. And if I stand in judgment over the law, then what position does that put me in regard to the law? Above it. This is James' entire point. If I put myself above the law, then I am no longer low before God. I am no more in humble reliance upon God, which also means I am not in humility or being humble before my neighbor. I'm not portraying an attitude of humility if I speak evil against my brother. Because if I speak evil against my brother, I am no longer loving God. I am no longer loving my neighbor as myself. I am no longer following the law. I am no longer putting myself in submission to the law. And in all of that, I've lost all humility. But here is the actual position of the person who does speak evil of their neighbor. the remainder of verse 11. But if you judge the law, as I've just said, if I judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. I hope you begin to see where this is headed. If I'm not a doer of the law because I see that it does not apply, then I have taken a position that's not mine to take. If I'm standing in judgment of the law, then I'm taking up a position that's not mine to take. There's only one that stands in that position. So if I'm in that position of judging the law and it not applying to me, then I am moving into idolatry. Quite staggering when you begin to think of it that way. Quite staggering. If I'm putting myself in place that's reserved for another, the giver of the law, which stands as the judge of the law, then I am moving into idolatry. All of this speaks to my understanding of who God is. At essence here is my reality check of, do I really understand who God is? Look at verse 12. There's only one lawgiver and judge. Only one lawgiver and one judge. And as you can assume and guess, it's not me. When we disobey the law, we are disobeying the giver of the law. When I disobey the law, I'm disobeying and disrespecting his authority. When I disobey the law, I am really disobeying God, which I think you clearly can see. But there's more. There's more. When we break God's laws, it's not like a child disobeying your rule. It's not like a child that disobeys your instruction. It has much, much greater, it has a much, much greater gravity to it. When I disobey the law of God, then I am rejecting his nature and his character. Because remember what the law is. The law as given in the Old Testament, as Jesus has given us here in Mark, is an outpouring of his very essence. If you want to know what God is like, come to understand his law. Because it reveals who he is. And so when I reject that law, I am rejecting God. I am rejecting his very being, his very character, his very nature. Humility is all gone. One commentator writes, to disobey his law is to contradict God. To value our opinions above the law is to value ourselves above God. To take up the position of judge is to elbow our Lord God off his throne. So I ask, is this us? Do I speak evil of my brother or sister? Do I defame my neighbor by words I use to speak of him or her? If this is us, if we are ones who speak evil, then again, we have lost all humility and all humble reliance before God. We have set ourselves up above by rejecting his law. All of this, from saying words that hurt, all of this by saying words that may be true, but offered at the inappropriate time or with the wrong motivation. Truthful words can be defaming. Truthful words can be evil at the inappropriate time. Then James, I had to read this several times before I got what I think would be James's warmth as a pastor coming out in this last sentence. Imagine James the pastor standing before you having had this conversation, and he turns to you very warmly, very consoling, looks you in the eye, and says, but who are you to judge your neighbor? Who are you to judge your neighbor? Who are you? And see, there's the question for us. Who are we? Am I one of boastful words, of words that might be damaging and harmful? Do I say things that are not uplifting to those around me? And back when I was talking to you about chapter 3 of Taming the Tongue, I confess to you that I've done that. But now I want you to see and to feel the gravity of those words when they're offered in haste. That we are actually rejecting God's law. We're actually rejecting God. And we are not loving our neighbor as ourselves. And we're putting ourselves in that place of where that just doesn't apply right now. You know how he is, so he deserves it. None of that's here. But who are you to judge your neighbor? I'm not. I'm not a judge. I do not stand above the law. I stand in submission to the law. I am not one who has any desire to move God off of his throne. I understand him to be God. You know, we don't have those desires within us. But there are times we do it. When we speak evil of others, when we say critical things, we are making them less valuable. We're making ourselves, or attempting to make ourselves more valuable, more important by tearing them down. All of this makes us idolaters. Have you ever taken it there? This makes us judges, judging the one who made the law, which is a form of idolatry. Lord Jesus said, the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and there's no other commandment greater than these. I think in Matthew it says the second one is like it, makes it even a closer connection of loving God and loving neighbor. I pray that when we have opportunity to love our neighbors, that our words reflect that and they don't reflect this kind of speech. And it's something we all have to keep ourselves in check on. But I hope now we add a bit of gravity to understanding the seriousness of that. Amen.